Hey, welcome to the Empower Her podcast with Latricia Pugh and Trenice McDowell as we share our journeys as women entrepreneurs living the kingdom life, the abundant life, and we're just sharing our journeys as we go through our faith journey, our entrepreneurship journey, and our growth spiritually, relationally, mentally, in all areas of our life, financially. And we just want to create a space for all of us, inclusively, just for us to be able to have that safe space to talk about our journeys, share our experiences and lessons, and grow together. So stay tuned for the next episode.
Welcome back. We are so excited to be here once again, y'all. I am Trenice.
This is Latricia.
And if this is your first time, this is the Empower Her podcast show. We haven't came up with a name yet, but right now it's Empower Her. And we're here to talk about entrepreneurship while working a 9-to-5 job, a full-time job. I'm single, she's married, and we are Christian believers. So all of our foundations are based from that. So we're here to share our journeys, things that we've learned, what we're learning along the way, and this is a family. And we would love for you all to share in the comments some of the things that you're learning, some of the things that you want to share with us. Because, again, we're a family. And so on this episode, we're going to continue where we were talking about how our businesses came about, our missions, our why. And you all have heard about me, but today you're going to hear from my friend, Latricia. So you just jump right on in and talk to our audience and friends. Let them know what's going on.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Yes. So my business is Pugh Financial Coaching. So I am a financial coach. I help single Christians, married Christians, understand the stresses of their finances so that they can have a stronger foundation in marriage and really live the best version of their life. So that's what I do now. Now, how I got to that point, that's an interesting story. So I'm going to go back, and I'm really big on timestamps. So I'm going to give you some years along the way.
Okay.
So 2004, I came to Tuscaloosa, started as a student, and I had horrible financial habits. Like, I was overdrafting. It was rough. Like, I'm talking about like $500 in overdraft fees. My first year of college, it was just tough. And so when I realized, because I was an engineering major at the time, and so what I did was I was banking, I'm just going to say with the bank, but I pulled my bank statements and I exported it to Excel spreadsheet. And I sorted all the things, and I was just trying to see what was going on. Now, the overdraft fees I knew about, but what I didn't realize is how much money that I was spending at Wendy's. And so I sorted it out, and I realized that I had spent like $100 at Wendy's in a month. And I was like, wow. Oh. And this is like back in 2004. This is when you can get a $5 combo.
I was about to say the 95 cent.
Right. So this is different times. I was definitely eating a lot of food there. And so that was like the first shocker. And so at that point, now keep in mind, the business wasn't even a thought at this point, 2004, 2005. So what I ended up doing was I gave Wendy's for Lent. So I gave it up for Lent, and that was really like the start of it. And me recognizing, God, I need you to help me with this because I don't know what I'm doing. And I started this journey of just learning how to balance my checkbook. And then after I learned how to balance my checkbook, then I would just start looking up stuff, not even realizing that they had classes at UA that I just could have took and let my tuition work for me. But again, when you don't know, you don't know. So I was a business minor with engineering because it was recommended. So I took the advice of of the professor, whoever told me that I need to be a business minor. And so I took an accounting class. And when in my accounting class, they were talking about the time value of money. So now by this time, I'm balancing my checkbook. I'm slowly learning how to save and being better in those processes, but I'm nowhere near where I need to be, or at least where I think I should be. And so in the class, it was the summer of 2007, she's talking about time value and money. And I was like, man, why am I just really finding out about this now? Now, that's not saying that I wasn't exposed to it before then, but it really didn't click that it was important until that day. And it was that day in class. And I said, very random, fleeting thought, one day I'm going to help people with this. I didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't know what that meant, but that was just a thought. So I ended up changing my major to accounting, And so I was like, man, my first degree is going to be to pay the bills. And my second degree is going to be to help people. So I graduated with my bachelor's in business administration in 2009. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to grad school, get financial planning. So after I graduated from college, it took me about 8 months to find a job. During that time, I was working like four jobs. Like I speak to students occasionally, but I tell them, like, I remember the day. I still remember the day that I worked 24 hours. Like I woke up that morning at 6 a.m. and I didn't get back in the bed until 6 a.m. the next day. Like, I remember that. So, you know, those memories are still fresh. And, you know, did taxes, did all those things. And then I ended up getting a job at UA. And then, you know, worked there. Now I'm doing my master's program and working full time, right? Doing a little side job and everything, delivering pizzas. It was a lot going on. I was doing a lot. I was doing the most. So now all of this is relevant because after I graduated from my master's program, I end up getting a job working for corrections. And so I moved to Atmore, Alabama. And that's really when everything started. So I was isolated. I was away from family and friends. I was an hour away from my family, but it was nobody. I didn't know anybody at Atmore. And during that time, like I was pissed at God because I was like, why in the world do you have me here of all the places in the world? So, you know, multiple conversations with God. I'm like diving into the word because I was like, I have no other option. I got to keep myself sane. So I was working out all the time. And I was reading the Bible all the time. My boyfriend at the time, like I moved in November 2012. And this is no shade at him, but we broke up a month after I moved. So it was, yeah. So that was a very traumatic experience for me. And so now I'm working in a place that I don't like. I'm in a place that I don't like. I don't have my family, friends. It's just bad. So at this point, I'm like, God, we got to figure this out. Now that you have put me in this place where I'm still and no one around, what you want me to learn? Because I need to learn this as quickly as possible because I'm not trying to stay here longer than what I have to. Because I'm not trying to go around the mountain 40 times. We need figure this out like right now. So go through the process and learn everything. Something happened at work where I was just like, okay, it's time to go. So I did a fast. So again, it came back up. I fasted again. I fasted and talked to God 21 days. It was August 2013. And I was like, God, I want to move back to Tuscaloosa, but if it's not in your will, I'll go anywhere you tell me to go. I just don't want to be here. And by this time, I've launched a nonprofit, Educational Cash Flow. And I wanted to give this information for free. I graduated from a master's program, and now I'm speaking talking in schools and everything, and that was cool. And it was a good experience. I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. And when I moved back to Tuscaloosa, so I left November just to let you know how God moved with me. We praise God for that. I left Tuscaloosa November 2012. I started back at my job at UA October 2013. I was going 11 months. I wasn't even going a year. In fact, my first day on the job was November 12th. My first day on the job back at UA was October 13th. We didn't play. We had no times, no games. And so now I'm at this point where I'm speaking, giving, you know, financial literacy talks. I'm just at the volunteering stage. Because a lot of time in your business, you want to give all the information away for free. And you're like, man, does everybody need this? I'm not going to charge anybody for this because I ended up getting this. So at any rate, fast forward, I get back on campus and one of my professors, she called me randomly. She said, hey, you want to teach? I was like, what you mean you want to teach? She was like, you want to teach a class at UA? I was like, can I do that? She was like, you got your master's. She was like, you're eligible. She's like, I'm ready to retire and I need somebody to teach this class. And I said, okay. So, and at that time, I had just bought a new car. Now, again, everything that I did while I was in college helped me because by the time I graduated, even though I had all the overdraft fees and all the other stuff, the work that I put in between that point and graduation led to me having like a 720, 750, whatever the score was, credit score. And when I graduated, I was able to get my first vehicle with 0% interest. But because I wasn't financially sound yet and had like the adequate savings, I was afraid by the time like all those car service fees, you know, the stuff that you have to do after so many miles and everything, I was scared. I was like, I'm not going to be able to afford this. So I actually ended up trading in that 0% interest car and getting something with a lower monthly payment. So because I hope with the hopes that I could afford it more, right? And I beat myself up on that decision for a long time. But if I would have waited, literally, if I would have waited later on that year, I would have had the additional income from teaching. So that's a little sidebar. So make sure you know that this is the decision you want to make. So anyways, so now 2014, I start teaching. I teach for 4 semesters. And during those 4 semesters, I am literally volunteering. I'm teaching on campus. I'm volunteering in the community. They have started a financial literacy program like on campus, and I help uproot that. I end up traveling to Haiti and doing volunteer work internationally, helping there. So traveling throughout the state, just really giving, giving, giving. And so by the time I launched the business in 2018, I had volunteered over 1,200 hours in community services, giving out the information, because that's how important it was to me, until the point where God said, it's time for you to stop. And not in a manner of like stop giving, in the point of, I need you to be more intentional with helping people individually to help to lead them and guide them. Because what I was doing was one-time workshops. So I would walk them through it, then I would walk away. But it is really hard. Not saying that anybody can't do it. You have to have like some true self-determination to take a piece of information and then just go run with it. But a lot of people need a coach. A lot of people need help to guide and direct them throughout the process. And so God, you know, was very clear. He was like, I need you to be a guide. And so 2018 is when I launched the business, Pew Financial Coaching, and going through this process of like really just growing the business. The nonprofit went to the side, so to speak, but I ended up partnering with another nonprofit later on throughout the process, probably like 2-3 years ago. So that's how I give back, is by connecting with a nonprofit and still doing financial literacy there, but as well as, you know, my building my business. So it's been a journey. So again, that's like what I'm trying to do, quick math. That's 17 years when you really think about it, from the time of I want to help people to where we are now. So that's Pew Financial Coaching, and that's how I got started and where I am now.
All right, we're not gonna skip past what I got. And I hope the audience was listening as you was telling your story, because what really hit me with your story was the fact of, you know, when you was talking about when you were giving, you were doing the nonprofit stage, you were going around doing workshops and everything else. And at that point, you didn't even have in mind that you was going to have the business like where you are today. You didn't have that in mind. And so what came to my mind basically was being faithful over a few. He make you rule over many. And a lot of times when we're in the process of our business, marriage, just anything that we're doing, like in this entrepreneur space, we want stuff to happen so fast and skip the process of where God is molding and making us into that person that's going to be able to hold and carry what he has. It's already waiting for us. We just have to go through the process. And then I noticed in it, it's like spiritually, where we're walking through the steps of going from a babe to, okay, now you're ready for this stage. And then you go to the stage of now you're a teacher, you're a mentor, you're a rabbi, so to speak, just quote unquote. And now you're at a stage of discipling other people. So now he's saying, look, you got to get serious with this, because this is ultimately discipleship. It's not you sitting at a workshop one time and leaving. No, Jesus had the 12, but then he also had what he would be speaking to the masses. That's what I got from it. So I just hope everybody that's listening know that you have to go through the process and grow into that person to be able to sustain what God has for us. Go ahead.
I do want to add one point, and this is an encouragement for anyone. Now, I launched a business in 2018, and by this time, I'm having conversations with my now publisher, and she's like, you know, you need to write a book. I'm like, no, I'm good. Everything is fine. And I go and I end up having a conversation with my cousin, who's now passed. And I was talking to her, and she's like, hey, God told me to tell you something. I was like, what? What he say? You need to write this book. And when you write this book, that's when you'll meet your husband. And I was like, okay. And so I was like, man, I got to write a book. So, like, I wrote the book. So I launched the business August 2018. I wrote the book December 2018. Actually, one of my very close friends passed on that time, and that was traumatic for me as well, because she never got a chance to read the book, and that's something that I still, well, I mean, I'm better now. Let's just put it that way. But it took me a while to come to terms with that. But she was very supportive. So anyway, after she passed, I literally did like a run out, and I wrote the book 2018, released the book March 2019. And I met my husband 2 years after that. So, you know, like, it was really a molding process. Now, whenever this is released, I did just how finances helped me get ready for marriage. Like, it really is the truth, because if I didn't pen that book, like, I trust the God in my cousin enough to know that God ain't gonna lie to me, because he ain't never lied to me before, and he ain't got time to do it now. You know, he's not gonna do that. And so it wasn't worth the risk of me not meeting my husband, you know, and delaying that process. So if anything that you can learn through hearing our stories is that the delay in your obedience keeps you from the promises that God has for you. So let's not delay that obedience.
This was a good one. This was a great episode. And as y'all know, Pew Financial Coaching, we will have the information for you to contact her. Maybe you have a question. And I don't want to give it out if it's not for everybody, because I know you have a group, exclusive Facebook group. Right. I don't know if that's for everybody or just for people in your program. But
no, we'll have the information. It'll be in the group, but it's available to everyone. So we'll make sure we have all the resources available.
All right. We'll have everything in the description. And y'all, do not forget to subscribe and hit that notification button so you do not miss an episode with y'all. Once again, do you have anything else?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time.
We'll see y'all next week.